Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jessica Moser's here. She's Senior VP of Small Business and MetLife, and she's been joining us now for a few years, bringing us the MetLife U.S. Chamber of Commerce survey of small businesses, their index, and about how small business owners think, how they feel about how things are going. She's got a new report for us now. Jessica Moser, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you back. So what's the word? What are small business owners telling you?
So, I would say that small business owners really kind of reflecting, obviously, how the overall country is feeling. I think that what the survey is telling us is a year in, small businesses are still concerned about the whole pandemic's impact on their business, their health, the economy. 76% of small businesses are actually concerned about the impact on the business and finance. And even more than that, 90%, just over 90% of small businesses are concerned about the pandemic's effect on the national economy. And so I think that's an interesting sort of disparity, right? So there's about three quarters that are concerned about their business. 90% are concerned about the overall economy. And I think it's because people are feeling like, small business owners are feeling like, whatever the economy was, whatever work was, before the pandemic, it's not like that. It's not like that anymore.
When was this taken? Remind me the date of this report.
It goes over a few weeks, and it's towards February, March.
Okay, all right. So in March, yeah. Okay. So at that point in time, though, we were still rolling out the vaccine, and at that point in time. So and many small business owners were still trying to figure out if they could get the second round of PPP. Go ahead.
How that would make sense, right? The coronavirus vaccine distribution is absolutely providing small business owners with signs of optimism, but I think no surprise, right, that most still see a long road before the business climate returns to whatever new normal it is.
Well, the main thing that they're excited about with a vaccine is it just makes their customers feel comfortable to come back in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that people, more than half of small business owners say, 54% say that just having the vaccine available makes them feel more optimistic about their own business. Mm-hmm. But, 60%, 6 out of 10 believe it's going to take 6 months to a year to get back to normal. I'm putting air quotes up, whatever normal is. Mm-hmm. But I will say that 6 out of 10 is the highest percentage that has been measured since March of 2020.
Yeah, that's
optimism.
We don't like the number, but we like the trend, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We want it. I mean, listen, I think what it really is, and you've heard, and we've discussed this before, right? I think that small businesses continue to adapt, right? They demonstrate grit, determination, as changes come and evolve. That's what they're focused on, is what is it, what do we need to shift? How do we need to pivot? Is it a new product? Is it a new service? Do we need to figure out what our workforce is looking for in different, in this different world? How are their needs changed? Small businesses are resilient.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's they're the heroes of the economy.
Yeah.
By any metric you want to use, small business owners are the heroes because they work without a net. They have very little support. They're one bad decision or one pandemic away from being out of business. And that's the other thing that must be said, Jessica, is how upset I am about the thousands, the tens of them, maybe hundreds of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of small businesses that aren't here right now. They weren't available to take your survey. And when I think That's about true. That, for no reason of their own, when I think about what happened in 08, how many small business owners failed in 08 for no reason of their own? How many businesses failed in 2020 for no reason, nothing that they did themselves? And so when you wonder who are the tough guys in the economy, small business owners, that's right. Who is.
Absolutely. But your concerns are shared, right? We asked the small business owners what's their perception of the local economy, and it's decreasing, right? Those who believe that their local economy was somewhat good, mm-hmm. Is down 7 points, but it's sort of shifted in favor of those that say the local economy is in poor health, which actually mm-hmm. went up 11 points. And that year over year, those small business owners that called their local economy poor has increased 26 points.
Well,
up to 43%.
And yet Amazon's business has gone up. And so this is the challenge. This is what's going on right now, Jessica, out there. There's a competition between big tech and Main Street, and right now big tech is winning, and so that's the reason why everyone should realize that if you care about your city, about your town, about your local economy, you should make sure that you give your small business owners a shot at your business. I tell people Amazon will be fine. Don't buy everything from Amazon. Before you hit that button to buy something from Amazon, see if you can buy it local. What do you think, Jessica?
I think absolutely. I mean, you and I have talked about that before. I mean, this is, as you said, small business is the backbone, the lifeblood of the economy. And really, Amazon, all of our big businesses depend on small businesses, right?
That's right.
So it's really a very important point that you make.
So we're going to take a quick break.
And the other point.
Hold on one second. We're going to come back after the break and talk about that other point, including hiring. What are small business owners saying about how they're hiring? They want to hire. The question is, can they hire? And we'll also talk about the expectations, the health and security expectations that employees are feeling. After the break with Jessica Moser. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. She's with MetLife.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.